W-O-N-Y, Oneonta. There's two from Chicago here at 90.9 FM, WONY. That was Wake Up Sunshine and Make Me Smile. And yeah, it's nice to see that sunshine out there on the hill on the Oneonta State Campus. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G with you. Welcome to the Rewind Cafe. And you'll be hearing some songs from the 60s, maybe up through the 90s. And speaking about Chicago, it's kind of hard to believe. They've got a brand new album coming out this year. It's called Chicago and Friends Live at 55. And that's commemorating, they've been in the business now 55 years. Wow. Hard to believe. You know, and speaking about 55 years, happy birthday, Earth Day. It was 55 years ago, Earth Day started. And you kind of know you're old when you remember your first Earth Day and your sixth grade class had a school project to do with it. So, it's sad. Here's Cars. Here at 90.9 FM, WONY, my best girl's friend, or whatever. But I remember being in college here, and a couple of guys down the hall in the dorm went to see the Cars up at Saratoga. And the next day, of course, you know, it's like, how was the show? I'll never forget this one guy, Mel. He said, they were horrible. They were terrible. They just stood there and they played. It's like, okay, well, you could have stayed home and listened to your vinyl, right? I don't know. But, speaking about concerts, this next artist is somebody I wish I had gone to see back when his tickets were more affordable, Rod Stewart. He's had a long and healthy career, and I know he's touring this summer, and I looked up his tickets online, and a good seat is around $400. I was like, I don't think so. It's a little rich for my blood. But in 2004, I think it was, he did a concert, a benefit concert at the Royal Academy Hall in London. It was a benefit. And this song is a song I've always liked, but this time it was a duet. And it was with an artist by the name of Amy Bell. And if I remember correctly, she was from Scotland, and she was basically like on the streets with a guitar, and she had her little hat looking for money, and somebody discovered her. They introduced her to Rod Stewart. 5 days later, they started working together. And the two of them, I think, makes kind of a really neat solo.
Okay, so here's this one.
Here they are.
Started out all alone.
sun went down as it crossed the hill, and the town lit up, the world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return, and the rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there.
To see him several times throughout the years, and if I don't mention this, my wife will kill me. She's seen him like 40 times, but the thing with him is every time you went to a show, you know it was going to be good and it was going to be worth the money. Tom Petty here at 90.9 FM. I don't know if you heard this story. It's been circulating around the news recently. It has to do with our Secretary of Education. We do have a new Secretary of Education, and you would think an important position like that, they would have a background in education. Well, our new secretary is Linda McMahon. You may know her husband, Vince. The two of them, they started the World Wrestling Federation. That's her background. So recently, she was on a panel, I believe it was in San Diego, and she was talking about the internet and how great it is to have the internet in school systems now. And then she went on to talk about artificial intelligence. The only thing was, she wasn't calling it artificial intelligence. She was calling it A1, like A1 steak sauce. So the A1 steak sauce company couldn't let this pass by. So on Instagram, they posted an image of the sauce bottle, and it said, for educational purposes only. So, too funny. Hey, we do have a request from the ladies up on the hill, across the street at Job Corps. They want to hear a little Jimmy Buffett today. Job Corps. Nice place to visit. You wouldn't want to work there. Cafe, along with Johnny G on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it. So anyway, you know, if you ever hear screw-ups, I'm still learning all this brand-new technology, though, and just trying to figure out what's playing and what's not playing. Okay. Hold on 1 second, and I get my act together. Okay. So anyway, a couple of years ago, my wife and I went down to Virginia Beach. Used to go down for a couple of years in a row. They used to have the Rock and Roll Half Marathon. I'll never forget the 1 year was Hootie and the Blowfish. You remember them? They were the headliners. And I could not wait to see Hootie and the Blowfish. So they come out and... And something's still playing. So Hootie and the Blowfish come out, and the lead singer is wearing this huge cowboy hat, and they start playing all these country songs. And I must have said out loud, what the heck is going on here? And the woman next to me says, oh, they've gone country. I said, well, what do you mean they've gone country? She's like, yeah, they did that one album. It came out, and now, you know, they're done. So they're doing country from now on. So, I mean, I have nothing against country, but I was hoping to hear Hootie and the Blowfish, and I didn't get that chance.
Standing there.
Band on the Rewind Cafe, and this is Delaney and Bonnie and Friends. Austin here on the Rewind Cafe, 90.9 FM, WONY. Johnny G along with you on a good-looking Tuesday afternoon. I got to tell you about a book that I'm currently reading. It's kind of brand new. It's about Yoko Ono, and I never want to assume that people know who Yoko Ono is. She was married to John Lennon. And actually, I believe she's living out her, the rest of her life here right up in Franklin. She owns a farm up there. I think she's about 93 now. But anyway, I always enjoy reading books where you find out stuff that you never knew. Like, for example, she was a very well-known artist in the 60s before she met John Lennon. And I got to a part in the book where her and John were on the Mike Douglas show a couple of times. Now, Mike Douglas had a very popular talk show back in the early 70s. I think it was on like at 4:30 in the afternoon. And it had upwards of 40 million people watching this show every day. So he went on vacation and he asked John Lennon and Yoko to be the guest host for the week, which they did. And I'm reading it, and I see Chuck Berry was one of the guests on the show that week. And they sang a song together. I'm like, well, how cool is that? Because John Lennon idolized Chuck Berry, before the Beatles became famous. So I said, maybe it's on YouTube. So I found it. Let me get rid of that. And before I play it, this is how the song is supposed to sound from Chuck Berry. Song is Memphis.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party, try to get in touch with me. She couldn't.
Okay, so that's Chuck Berry doing Memphis. And I figured, well, if John Lennon's going to be in on that, it's got to sound pretty good. So this is Chuck Berry, John Lennon, and Yoko doing Memphis. I can't figure it out. Some people call it art. Some people like it, but I don't know. So got some James Taylor coming up after Simon and Garfunkel at 90.9 FM.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand. And every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are skipping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. And I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escape at home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity. Like emptiness in harmony, I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was.
homebound. Home, where my thoughts escape at home, where my music's playing at home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, as I was the time on the telephone line to talk about things to come, sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you
finally. 90.9 FM, WONY, Oneonta.